Welcome to Think on This, a podcast by Table Think with Joshua and Carrie.
So how are you?
I'm doing good.
Yeah? Yeah. Still drinking the water, I see.
Yep, still drinking the water. I line up my water bottles here in the studio, so I never want to run out.
Yeah, and I always come in with my trusted coffee, and yep. So we're good to go.
Yes.
All right, well, we have a great message today, one that I think that we're going to use a scripture that's used a lot, but perhaps a little bit misunderstood okay. of really what it means. And it's Matthew 7:7. And I love using different translations.
Yeah.
And we've used this a few times, and it's the Passion Translation. And it's I really like it because it's about the whole Bible's kind of the translation is written from the fact that God has so much passion for us.
Yeah, that's cool.
And since we're doing the With series, this is a great one. And it begins and it says, "Ask and the gift is yours. Seek and you'll discover. Knock and the door will be open for you." You know, and ever since I was little, this was just a handy scripture about prayer that, you know,
right.
if you're going to ask, you're going to get it.
Yeah.
Not like get it.
Yeah, that I probably have heard like a million songs that.
Oh, have you?
Yeah, that use the scripture. And that reminds me when I was in the youth group, I used to lead the music. And
so you were a youth in the youth group.
I was a youth in the youth group. Okay. Yes. And I would lead the music, and there was a song that was like, this was literally the song. Like
the
it
song.
Started with, "Ask and the gift is your," you know, so anyways.
And no one can see right now, but you're dancing when
yes,
you're
that's right.
This.
So yeah, it reminds me of the good old days. So,
awesome. Yeah. Yeah. Well, back in the day, I always was the one that read the scripture and told a little bit about it and was asked not to sing.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I did the only leader thing I was doing was the music. Other than that, I was probably bad behavior.
Well,
so
there you go.
But we could have complimented
that's
each other.
Right.
Well, I could have done the music.
And
you could have brought the
are.
Word. Yes. And today it's happening. So
I want to just go through this a little bit
okay.
because prayer is such an amazing gift that we make so hard.
Yeah.
And when you come down to it, we've said this before, that prayer really is centering on love. That God has really at the bottom of this, it's about love, that God allows us, gives us the privilege to speak.
Right.
And to not only be listened to, but to hear.
Yeah.
So ask. How many times do we understand that what this is we tend to want,
right.
we tend to hope, but God says to ask.
Yeah.
But what we're asking is so important. Are we asking what's aligned with who God is?
Right.
And ultimately, is this about love?
Yeah.
You know, is this going to make a difference? Because when we ask in that manner, we can know the gift is ours.
Right.
And that's a pretty cool thing, because I don't know if you've had those seasons in life like I have where you ask things that are kind of ridiculous.
Yeah.
Have you? Well, I'm going to ask another hard question of you. Have you done that?
Oh, yeah. I think I've asked ridiculous things, and I see people asking ridiculous things. Which makes me, you know, can we ask for our favorite team to win? Is
sure,
that how this
but,
works?
You
okay.
No, it's not how it works. Because it's
yeah.
both teams are loved.
Sometimes,
love
sometimes, yeah.
Well, it's all in the perspective, right?
Right, right.
But when it comes to God, and we're asking, when we're communicating,
yeah.
which really should be our communication with one another.
Right.
Right? Sometimes we ask ridiculous things of one another, and it's not about love at all. And so when my kiddos ask something, and they ask something ridiculous, you know, all they're going to get from me is eye rolling. But when they ask
yeah.
something that, you know, is going to be good for them,
right.
it's going to change their life. Well, yes, it's about that love I have for them. And that's really when God answers, it's out of
yeah.
love.
Yeah.
It's totally out of love. Whatever that answer is, we can always be sure we'll be answered with love. And then it says, seek and you'll discover. And I love that when I go to God to seek, when I want to have something revealed, God reveals it in so many amazing ways. And sometimes just sitting down, like you and I are at a table and
yeah.
and we're in a conversation, and I've had those aha moments, and actually right on the air I've had a few. and it's just this, oh, I understand that.
Right.
And that's when we sit with God, we have those moments where we discover something so much, because God reveals and in the most amazing ways. And then here it is. Here's the finale. Here's
all
when
right.
you're finishing your song and you're going to that, I'm going to,
yes.
you know, go for it. Knock and the door will be open for you. I love that because God is about love. He's not going to keep the door shut. He's not like, you know, leaning on the door. Is like, no way are you getting in. You know, it's
right, right. That is the grand finale. Yeah. As a matter of fact, I think in the song that we did, it was like, knocking, the door will be open to you. And then it repeated, and the door will be open to you. So
I love that.
Emphasize that.
It is emphasized. I mean, here it is. You come to me and I'm opening the door to you.
Yeah.
I'm listening and I'm answering. And I think that's a great way to spend our Tuesday, the third day of the week, Joshua and friends.
You've been listening to Think on This by Table Think. For more content and information, visit our website at tablethink.com.